The following presentation is an AI-voiced podcast produced by Evidential Medium and writer, Trevor. The words you'll hear are exactly as they were transcribed by Trevor, when he sat in the power of spirit to allow the speakers in the spirit world to relay messages through his mind. This process is known as automatic or inspired writing, and is the same method of communication used by all mediums using their mind to receive messages. Please keep in mind that the voice you hear is not the voice of the original speaker. It is simply an audio version of the original notes. To read the original notes as they were written, subscribe to Trevor's Substack channel at theinspiredspirit.substack.com. For under £4 per month, you'll get access to all of Trevor's written work, including the original words from spirit-inspired writing notes files. If the message you hear differs from your own current beliefs, please go with what fits better with you in your own spiritual understanding, and if necessary, check with your own mentors and tutors.
This session was written on Sunday, the 10th of December, 2023, at 4 p.m.
We sometimes feel you sit for us to share with you secrets of the great universe and the divide between our existences. My friend, you are old and wiser than you might believe yourself to be. Your knowledge, combined with your strength, has been your resolve. Yes, strength is important. An inner strength that is needed to sustain you and invigor you to seek higher paths. I wanted to mention a little about your recent thinking. You believed you should sit with your pen and allow your inner voice to share some words. I commend you on doing so. That would be a useful exercise for you. But may I say that if you intend to make the words public for others to read, be warned, your inner spirit voice will say it as it is, and you might feel uncomfortable with making it entirely available to a public environment. Perhaps you could extract some pieces of the text. Your inner voice is your higher self and it contains no filters. But I think it would be an interesting exercise. Now, I wanted to follow up on another subject you've been giving thought to. Your friend's wife, Sue, that passed over here a little while ago. You thought you might connect with your pen and pass messages back from her. Although that is entirely possible, I'm of the opinion that you've not advanced enough to do it with the purity needed. Too much of your own mediumship technique would get in the way. Sue is also not in any position where she could maintain the levels of energy she would need to use during the process. It's too bold an ambition for you at this time. I do admire your progressive thinking, though. One of the reasons that the information a medium receives is fragmented occasionally can be the fault of the person in this world. Their ability to produce pure words can take time to re-evolve as to how it was on Earth. You see, words are not the first language of communication this side. In fact, they are often the last resort. We express ourselves in a richer and broader method. Our vibrational state is much higher than that of Earth humans. So we can think faster and on many levels and dimensions. You often hear your medium saying, "slow down," when they are connected to someone this side. That person is most likely already slowed, but the vibrational difference is not easy to overcome. Anyway, me friend, go ahead with your notion to listen to your higher voice. It would be good for you. I've had a blast talking with you today. Farewell.
This presentation was created and produced by Trevor Baldwin. To contribute towards the funding of this project, please go to paypal.me/spiritedtalk. That's paypal.me/spiritedtalk, and Spirited Talk is all one word. Thank you for your support.